Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 9th installment in Themes of the High Holiday Prayers. Here we are, we're already in the middle of the Aseret Simei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance. Much time is being spent on the Slichos prayers. What I would like to discuss just for today are the 13 attributes of divine mercy. We say them many times during the Slichos prayers. We also will say them a certain amount on Yom Kippur itself. There's a beautiful Gemara that sets the scene for God teaching Moshe these 13 divine attributes of mercy. And that is that Moshe came up to God and he saw God wrapped in a talis like a chazan. And he said, this is the way, this is the context in which your people should recite these 13 attributes of mercy. Very interesting. What is the significance? Obviously, we can't understand what it means that God, Moshe sees God wrapped in a talis. But even for the imagery of it, what's the significance of God being wrapped in a talis? Just to share two approaches. The Maral says that it's common practice. Many in Klal Yisrael, in different times of davening, will wrap themselves in a talis. You see many times a person's head is covered in a talis. What's the idea of, let's say, covering one's head in the talis? So the concept is it's supposed to focus one's thoughts. That takes away distractions. You can't see much to your right, to your left. The talis is all around you. It focuses us. So the Maral says that this was God's way of conveying to Moshe the power of these 13 attributes. That when Klal Yisrael sincerely recite these 13 attributes to God, he utterly, totally focuses on them and their needs in a special, unique way. One pshat in the image of being wrapped in the talis. The second pshat is something the Sifsei Chaim suggests, which is that when we talk about wearing clothing, you have many places in Navi where the imagery of wearing clothing has to do with representative of someone's conduct. And the idea of God wearing the talis while we're talking about the 13 attributes is supposed to be a message to Moshe that for Klal Yisrael to evoke the merits and compassion from God associated with these 13 attributes, they too have to wear the clothing of the 13 attributes. They have to conduct themselves in the same manner of mercy, of compassion for others, as they're asking of God. It's a very interesting thing to think about. Of course, many times in the season, we speak of mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Probably most famously in this season is the context of being quick to forgive others. If someone comes to us and asks us for forgiveness during these days, it's so difficult to truly forgive a person, and they wronged us, and we're still upset about it, and yet we're told that if we're quick to forgive them, that will be a merit, that God will be quick to forgive us too. That's part of this rachmanus, that's part of this compassion that we're talking about. It's a very great challenge during this period, but it's extremely worthwhile, not just to merit getting a good judgment for the year, but it's a wonderful way of emulating God and of trying to live on his path and in his ways. Just along those lines, to focus on one of the attributes of God, it's Chanun. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum v'Chanun. Chanun is frequently translated as merciful. It's a little bit difficult, though, because Rachum is also translated as merciful. What's the difference between Rachum and Chanun? A number of the Mefarshim suggest that Chanun is related to the word Chinam. Chinam means free, and in this context, it would mean as follows. Sometimes we come to people and we ask them to be compassionate for us, to be merciful for us. Okay, what does that mean? That means that you could really go either way. Maybe we deserve a favor. Maybe we don't deserve a favor. Maybe we sort of deserve a favor. You know what? Give us the benefit of the doubt. Have some mercy. Do us a favor. That's one type of mercy. There's another type of mercy where I'll just come up to you and say, listen, there's no reason in the world why I should expect you to do this favor for me. I have no legitimate argument why you should do this favor for me. I'm just asking you to be a kind person for free when I really don't deserve this. And that's what it means that we ask Hashem to be chanun towards us. We don't begin to believe that we have done enough to deserve all the blessings that we're asking for, and yet we ask Him to be chanun. Imagine if we could incorporate that into our lives, at least during this period between Rosh Hashanah and through Yom Kippur, that if people ask things of us, if people want us to view them in a certain way, we just do it even though we have no idea why they should deserve such conduct from us. If we would live our lives that way, it would be a tremendous merit for us for the year to come. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.